Well, good morning out there, and happy White Elephant Day, P1s. Today is December 8th, and this is the 2021 edition of the Ticket's White Elephant. This ticker, a service of Maestro Dobel Tequila and Reliant Air Conditioning. It is 5:30 in the morning for you six terrestrial listeners. And for those of you streaming, just look at your clock. It's whatever time it is you're listening to us at. The voice you're hearing right now is that of Blake Jones, spare midday producer here on the station. My cohorts for this 5:30 to 10 a.m. shift will be along shortly, but I want to get this day started with an instructional audio piece. There will be many different people here delivering tickers on these airwaves, and I want to provide some help, a how-to guide, if you will, for those that normally don't do tickers. So, Mino, let's pop in that CD over there I found, and let's get some do's and don'ts on how to do a ticker. Well, hello there. This is your online crash course for Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101, the prerequisite to the training video How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102. Today we will learn all of the basics for how to do a ticket ticker. So get out your notepads and number two pencils, newbies, and strap in as we hear some real life footage of some tickers past to teach you what to do and what not to do to get you prepared to do your very own ticket ticker. Okay. The first topic I want to cover is your script and how you mustn't ever deviate from said script. Never leave the script, never. But if you do, pretend you didn't make a mistake and move on.
Have gone on to win. Looking at the win order, Miami is one. I'm sorry, they're going to win. That's the likelihood. Anyways, your next ticket ticker is at 7:30.
Sometimes in your script, you'll have to read info from sports you know nothing about. When you get to that point, simply read that sentence in the cadence of reading a hostage note.
Lance Armstrong will only have two guys who will be in their first year of racing with the U.S. Postal Team when he takes to the streets of France for trying to win his sixth Tour de France title. Six guys who rode with him and helped him win.
I hope you never have to encounter this in your career, but if you do have to read an autopsy or report on how someone died, treat the family with respect.
Despite the fact that traces of cocaine were found in his pee-pee, the death of Julius Erving's son, Corey, has been ruled accidental. Last month, the 19-year-old was found submerged in his car in a pond near the family's home.
If for some reason you're in the year 2007, you're going to want to have a killer ticker tease ready to go to make people want to stick around for another 30 seconds to hear your two-day-old sports update. Here's a couple of examples.
I'm Michael Krennic. While the Chargers can't make it tough for the boys.
The Lakers make the call, all that and next on the Ticket Ticker.
If you've done a couple of these tickers and you're feeling confident, maybe you've completed our course Sick Tick, the Art of the Perfect Ticker, you can inject a heroin needle directly into your arm during a ticker tease.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player in her interest in federal interest. That's on the Ticket Ticker.
Now that we've handled script situations and teases, let's discuss being ready for that ticker and opening jingle. Before every ticker, you're going to want to make sure nothing else is playing from your computer. Otherwise, you might end up with a situation like this. Ticket Ticker.
I've got random music coming from somewhere. Terrific.
You also want to make sure your voice is prepped and ready to go. Keep some lozenges or warm tea by your side to keep situations like this from happening.
Deborah Norvold's exclusive interview with a woman bike rider attacked by a mountain lion continues. How she got away. Only on Inside Edition.
But if you do happen to get choked up or lose your voice, simply get really angry and demand a break.
Ticker is a service of new breaks from God Almighty. Right before I turn my mic on. New. Go to break.
Don't confuse
God Almighty.
The news.
Getting a rasp in your throat is completely normal. So is coughing. We as human beings can't avoid it. And the worst thing is you can never feel a cough coming. That's why we recommend coughing and sneezing directly into the microphone for all the world to hear.
Today in Hamilton is expected to be up soon. The Pelicans tip-off tomorrow is at 7:30. From the league on the stadium lease is still playing out, with Rams owner Stan Kroenke making plans to build a stadium in Inglewood. Last season,
the next topic to be discussed here in Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101, the prerequisite to the training video How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102, is what to do when the inevitable happens. You stumble. Now we all stumble. Even our prize graduate Jason Kellison will mess up from time to time. But when he does, he is one of the best at recovering. Here are some examples of what to do if you happen to mess up. First, you can try giving up.
Friday evening when they take on the Memphis Grizzlies. By the way, the owner, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks.
Are we still on the air? Who's saying anything? All right, it's 6:18.
Wow.
It's okay if you mess up. Just turn it into a really funny noise.
All over the road, like this ticker. Watch for that in the game. An MMA website is...
Ramon Sessions, while also showing interest in the recently amnestied... Elton
what
Brand and Marcus Camby.
If you do happen to make a mistake, end your sentence curtly so everyone knows you took it personally.
The Mavericks play... Mavericks play tomorrow.
But then again, maybe the best way to cover up a mistake is to ask to start over again and hope everyone forgets your on-air blunder.
The AL West, Cowboys just three practice. Let me try and start again on the right line. They're
breaking
just 2 weeks away.
Now.
No, not the beginning of the ticker. The Cowboys are just 2 weeks away from the first preseason game, August 13th at Oakland.
Mavericks, Mavericks schedule gets to its toughest point now. Boy, that was a train wreck.
Now here's one lesson every good ticker person knows. If you happen to stumble, you need to make sure you speak as fast as you possibly can to try to fast forward through the rest of the sentence as to trick the audience into thinking you didn't just poop your pants verbally.
The first three first half scores, starting off to three first half scores in a 31-21 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers Thursday night at the Link,
and to beat the Seabass. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10 with Sean. I'm Rich Phillips. Hey, hi. Reminding the P1s to B1, tune us and turn it up. Keep it on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Now for the tricky stuff. You're typically going to get all fastballs here at the Ticket. Tickers at 10 and 50 past every hour. But if your ticker is for some reason skipped, you must speak up for yourself. Demand that ticker.
The Ticket.
The Ticket!
Ah! Radio! Alert!
This is what golf is doing.
You're on the air.
Oops. I have a question for you guys.
So. Can you pause for a ticker?
Oh. Way to go, Mino.
And then sometimes the board op will grow so bored of your tickers that he leaves during your ticker. So you must throw it to the musical genius next to you to come up with lyrics to the bed music.
I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. We have no board op. So the ticker continues.
It's the ticker song. Sports updates on two times an hour, it's the ticket song. Ty Walker sucks, but he still's here anyway. It's the ticket song.
I don't like these lyrics.
I was jamming.
And that does it for Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101. Don't forget to sign up for the next class, How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102. Until then, good luck out there.
This ticker is brought to you by Cheese and Crackers. I can't find it. Who's leveraging this, Ty?
Groobs at his Bob Steak and Chop House and Maestro Dobel Tequila.
Thank. The Dallas Mavericks basketball squadron played the Brooklyn Nets of Brooklyn at the American Airlines Center, known as the AAC, last night. The teams embarked upon a spirited contest in which the victor had more hoop makes than the losing team, which didn't. Jason Kidd was asked by the assembled media how he felt about the game.
Jason Kidd is my name, and basketball is my game. I can pass the ball, dribble, and shoot to J.
You know what? This isn't a day to talk about sports. Let's talk about farts. The best, most used fart drop of all time is colloquially known as Fart 14 in the Ticket's audio files. Up next is the commander farting while recording a spot in a production studio.
Yeah, the kids like that. Yeah!
And who can forget the big fart? Certainly not me. And now here's a montage of other fun farts. And now for live reaction, let's go to Doyle King.
Oh, oh. I'm sorry, that's funny.
Oh. Ty, who is this ticker a service of?
Groups, it's Roland Technology Group, a proud sponsor of this year's Normathon. If your company's looking for 24/7 flat rate, all-inclusive DFW-based technology support and cybersecurity, call Roland Tech at 972-642-9025 or visit RolandTech.com today to schedule a consultation. Now back to more fun.
Thanks. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Grooves on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Oh, and I almost forgot. Moment of silence for Medina Spirit right now.
Paul in... what?
Later, fart knockers.
Ticker's a service of Wellborn Garage Doors and the Diamond Factory. Here it is. The Mavs lost. They suck. The Stars play in Vegas tonight. Ticket coverage starts at 8:30. Here's Grego and Rhines with Open Arms. Service of Mullen & Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at mullenandmullen.com. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
There's still a backup on 635 LBJ westbound at Hillcrest. The accident was cleared out of the way. There's still 15 minutes of stop and go from 75. LBJ northbound at Northwest Highway, that wreck is gone. Tarrant County, 35W northbound, approaching Western Center. There's reports of a crash in the right lane. I'm Becca with the Ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
The Ticket Ticker. The Ticker, a service of City Credit Union. Well, I haven't done any porn birthdays in a while, so I'm going to rattle a few off this morning for White Elephant Day. On December 8th, Angela Addison is 47 years old. Barely Legal, 120. Blacks on Cougars, 11. And Mommy and Me and Black Man Makes 3. Bambi Brown turns 43 today. Black Ass Candy, 12. Ghetto Lollipops, 2. Crack Whore Trailer Trash, 2. Delta White, 41 years old today. She's been in Tight White Booty, MILF Magic 2, and Glory Hole Princess. Nika Noir is 37. Big Boob Film School Dropouts, Daddy's Worst Nightmare 14, and Anywhere But the Face. Lauren Phillips, 34 years old today. Banging the Boss 5, Don't Be Mad Mommy, and Busty and Bushy 2. Courtney James is 33 years old today, best known for Don't Let Daddy Know 4, Is That a Banana in Your Pants, and House of Poon. Brooklyn Rose, 26 years old today, Big Ass Curve 6, Lesbian Girls Club, and Watching My Daughter Go Black 9. Paisley Parker, also 26 years old today, Don't Get Mad, I F'd Your Dad Too.
Dude.
Your Mom Tossed My Salad 15.
Okay. 15?
And finally, Daddy, My Thighs Are Sore. That is the Ticket Ticker, a service of Lava Cantina in the Colony. Okay. Tonight, the Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute Texas Flood takes the stage. Tomorrow night, the Reed Southall Band performs. Take a break from holiday errands and get to Lava Cantina in the Colony. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, when you hear all those titles,
Sports Radio 96.7,
don't you see how we screwed up God's plan?
Broadcasting live.
Yeah, I think that is God's plan.
KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth.
KTCK FM, had no provision and no way to predict.
We've supersized God's plan is what we've done.
We supersized it. Oh,
he didn't have that foresight.
We went off the dollar menu on that.
He knew all this was coming, right?
Hi. I am 11 years old, and this is my ticket taker, and also why I love my dad. In past year, it's all been about safety first in the Davidson family. Dad has done his best to protect us all from COVID-19. He wanted us to be outside as much as possible, so we took a couple of trips to Colorado, and we went on some amazing hikes. It's great to be able to test your body and mind while you are outdoors in such a beautiful setting. But dad was so whacked out on weed, he couldn't see straight. He ate so many edibles and started talking about how he was the king of the mountain. He took his shirt off and was running around singing in a high-pitched voice, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, won't you come out and play? He finally drank some water and calmed down. Dad also encouraged me to play as much golf as possible. So we would go and play a ton while the lockdown was going on. This is the year I fell in love with the sport. And I owe it all to my dad. I can see how happy my dad gets when I hit a good shot or when I make a par. And when I hit a bad shot, Dad takes a 2-iron and hits me in the back of the legs and tells me to quit being a little golf bitch.
Gosh.
One time, I missed a 2-foot putt, and he made me bend over and grabbed my ankles. He then drove the golf cart behind me and floored it. The car hit my ass so hard. I went flying into the creek. But now I know to concentrate more over 2 foot. Face. Okay. Dad is always looking for a teaching moment. I also got in trouble a few times this year, but Dad was there to help me teach that all kids get in trouble. It's a matter of how you respond to the adversity. So when Mom caught me smoking cigarettes, Dad told me how to get out of it. He said that Ho never said anything about other brands of cigarettes. So smoke up, son. He bought me Camels, Chesterfields, king-size Kents, Cools, Dunhills, Lucky Strikes, Rare Hits, Newports, Paul Malls, Pal Malls, Parliaments, Polo Mids, Ramblers, Red Salem, Sterling, Super Kings, Darrington's, Virginia Slims, I really love to smoke. Dad says kids are too soft these days. Nothing hardens you like a good pack of smokes. I'm at the age now where I have learned some of life's hard truths. One of those is the birds and bees. No kid wants to hear from his this from his parents. It's just uncomfortable. But Dad sat me down this year and really explained in a delicate manner this very awkward subject. He said, son, there's a time when every dad sits his son to talk about birds and bees, but I don't have any time for this shit. Here's a hustler. So I read the June 1979 edition of Hustler magazine. Why was everyone so hairy back then? He also handed me the DVD of A Manual in Space. He said, gravity doesn't affect boobs when they are in space, so you'll really like this movie. I learned so much about sex and space travel. Thanks, Dad. This has been my ticket taker for 2020. I'm Van Davidson, reminding you to keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. P.S. Dominion machines are crooked as hell. Oh, crooked.
Okay.
There he is again.
Political HSO.
And then he's got the cutest voice. I hate that puberty is going to ruin that voice.
I know.
It's so...
I didn't really for him.
He's got and he's also got the Corby laugh. He's got an infectious laugh.
Yeah.
I can't believe you make him read that stuff.
It's his ticker. The kid wrote it.
Yeah, he's a proficient writer.
Such bad parenting.
Well, so that was 2020. So let's take a peek if you will hit the ticket ticker bed.
Wait, it's not going to be an actual ticker?
The ticket ticker.
And let's see.
Oh.
Hello again, everyone. My name is Van Davidson. I'm 12 years old and I am in 6th grade. This is my ticket ticker for 2021. Man, 2021 has been a crazy year, right guys? My dad has really tried to lead me in the right direction as far as becoming a respectful young man. He has taught me that opening doors for other people is a simple act of kindness. He has taught me that saying yes sir and yes ma'am go a long way as far as earning respect for your elders. He has taught me that when my grandmother asked me if I'm having a good day, I should never respond with, no, bitch.
Oh.
Dad says it's the little things that make a difference in becoming a young man. Now that I'm 12, I'm also starting to become interested in girls. But anyway, Dad has told me that you have to show respect to women. He told me about the Me Too movement. It really opened my eyes. So my days of saying things like, hey lady, my beer ain't gonna walk out of the fridge by itself, seem to be over. I probably have to quit saying other things like, you ever think about taking the laundry off that treadmill and actually getting your fat ass on it?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, speaking of laundry, your folding sucks, just like your mopping.
Jeez.
And hey, Grandma, that bra works about as well as your mind. And hey, yo, teacher, I've got an equation for you. 25 plus 25 equals 50, the exact amount of weight you need to lose. It will be a learning process, but I think I can change. My tennis game has picked up quite a bit. I've improved a lot over the last year, and I owe most of that to my dad and his coaching tactics. My favorite drill is called the Mexican Hammer. If I miss a shot in practice, he makes me take a shot of tequila. After my third miss, I'm so hammered I can't practice anymore. So Dad takes me to the strip club. I didn't know ping pong balls had so...
Oh my.
I didn't know ping pong balls had so many uses. Anyway, I really cut down on my mistakes, thanks to Dad. Another drill that has helped me out is called the Roman Candle Drill. It's all about getting faster and faster. To improve my speed, I run around the court as fast as I can with a lit Roman candle in my butt. Every time it fires off, it's like a jet propulsion coming right out of my rear end. And before you know it, I'm flying around the court like Usain Bolt. Brilliant tactic from my dad. Anyway, Dad is just the best dad ever. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope you keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Because without you guys, don't have a side yard, a pool, a grass tennis court, a Kenneth Copeland-style jet, a platinum chain that spells out Epstein for president, a tiger, an endless Ed Hardy clothing budget, sweet gold rims, a camel, the bones of Gavin McCloud, a bald eagle, stacks of fat cash, the Treaty of Versailles, and disturbing photos of Dan Bennett and Bob. Love you all. Peace and love. Van.
Wow.
Wow.
What was that platinum necklace that Van wears around?
Epstein for president.
Dude. Gosh.
Anyway, there you go. Merry Christmas to all the P1s and especially the 12-year-old kids out there.
Hey, P1s, this is Gordon Keith with your Ticket Ticker. I know we're having a lot of fun right now listening to Corby defending the elites and Ty Walker discussing backdoor teen moms going black for Thanksgiving 14, the director's cut. And, of course, Jake running down his top 10 ER visits resulting from the use of erotic pool noodles.
Lodging.
But I thought that we would take a moment to finally get around to having a moment of silence for all those other people killed with Kobe. Coming up next, Dirk Nowitzki.
Hello there. This final Ticket Ticker is brought to you by Roland Technology Group, Maestro Dobell Tequila, and our friends at Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at mullenandmullen.com. Now enjoy a montage of Christmas songs from the past few years, culminating with today's offering.
So don't wish me a Merry Christmas, or comment on my fitness, or gender, race, or sexuality, or any of my traits. We've had enough of your hate speech. This feels like threats to my safety. That coffee cup better not be red. If so, you'd be better off dead.
Rosen ripped up a fresh e-brake, and the cap ate a cumulus. Popping like, whoa, the what about eggnogs are starting to flow. It's just a holiday party with an implication. Not of danger, but of seedy hugs and awkward conversation. And George Tiziani says, don't eat that, it'll make you less potent and probably fat. I'll probably die, biding my time, waiting on a ticket host to die. Yes, I'll probably die, biding my time, waiting on a ticket host to die.
That's a Ticket Ticker. I'm Jake Kemp on Sports Radio 1310, yeah, 96.7 yeah. FM, The Ticket.
Everything is going on out there, more than we think it is. Everything in life is somewhere else, and you get there in a car. Everybody wants to buy a new car, but nobody wants to buy one. And everything is expensive until it costs too much.
But you know, we're all just really trying to
clear Christmas.
All right, right, that's your ticket ticker. That's it for the White Elephant Day Morning Drive crew.
Everybody
up next, a mix with the next guys on the ticket.
All right, this ticker brought to you by Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law and Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. Since this time slot is typically held down by dad joke legend Norm Hitzkiss and our White Elephant Show captain Craig Jr. Miller is a new father, I've decided to go ahead and read some jokes in lieu of sports news. How much does it cost Santa to park his sleigh? Nothing, because it's on the house. What country's capital is growing the fastest? That would be Ireland. Every day it's Dublin. Why couldn't the bike stand up by itself? Because it was too tired. That was for you, Craig. Where does spaghetti go to dance? A meatball. Why did the ATM make a pizza? It already had the dough on hand. A ham sandwich walks into a bar, orders a beer. The bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. Why did chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four, it would be a sedan. A chicken sedan. And remember, the boneless chicken is always the easiest to catch. This ticker is service of Mullen & Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at MullenAndMullen.com. That is the ticket ticker. Let's get this show started. The ticket ticker. Earlier this hour, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy said the Cowboys are currently COVID-free. Also, Randy Gregory and Neville Gallimore are both healthy and practicing today. That's enough sports. Here's more jokes that will knock you square on your ass. Singing in the shower is a lot of fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera. How does one follow Will Smith in the snow? You simply follow the Fresh Prince. The guy that invented the knock-knock joke won the Nobel Prize. A skeleton walks into a bar and tells the bartender, I'll have one beer and a mop. I asked my dog what's 2 minus 2. He said nothing. Last week I was carded at a liquor store and my Blockbuster card fell out of my wallet and the cashier said, never mind. The wife is mad because I have no sense of direction, so I packed up my stuff and write. And remember, P1s, all jokes are dad jokes when they become apparent. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Sean Bass, and I'll see you in hell.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station. The Ticket Ticker.
All right, we asked the mighty P and insane P1 last night what would be the dumbest white elephant ticker idea of all time, and you bastards are out of your minds. This ticket ticker brought to you by the Diamond Factory and Sante Center for Healing. Hundreds came in. It was beautiful. Here's your top 10. Number 10, make yourself cry by any means possible by the end of your ticker. Actually consider that. Number 9, just stir some spaghetti and hum. Idea number 8, read scores but never say any team names, which is brilliant, and I almost did it. Number 7, sing Nickelback song Photograph in its entirety. I practiced this one twice last night. It was a no-go. Idea number 6, unfiltered Eli Jordan. Idea 5, get a tattoo on air of Jake getting a Lil Peep tattoo on the bottom of his foot. I kind of really love that idea. Idea number 4, edging ticker. Idea number 3, just read salaries for every on-air personality. I'd love to, but that's kept very private from the tier I'm currently on. Idea number 2 for worst ticker idea of all time, interactive butt plug. Fernando holds the controller. Idea number 1 was ticket Twitter. Just read off as many tweets off your timeline as you can. That's a terrible idea. Who would do such a thing? This ticket ticker brought to you by Mullen and Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at MullenAndMullen.com. That's the ticket ticker. I'm Shale Saroy. May all your pudding be figgy. The Ticket
Ticker. Hey, you ever want to just barge into your unsuspecting boss's office and ask him if you have a future with this company or if you're just going to tread water for the next decade? This ticket ticker brought to you by Triple C Roofing and Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Let's do this. 3, 2, 1. Catman! Yo. What are you listening?
We are experiencing technical difficulties.
Well, I barged in a little hard. Huh?
Yeah, the mic's breaking
up. Have him go closer.
All right, he's right here. I got it. Oh, I'm going to get him to stand up and come here. Simple question, Kat. Do you think I'll ever be a full-time host at this station?
Simple answer, no.
Simple follow-up. Going to be tough on that one. Okay. Well, okay, simple answer. I can't deal with that. If Norm retires, does 10 to 12 stay a shift then? Or what are we going to do with that?
Probably expand the musers to go 5:30 to 7.
So really, me being a host at this station has never actually been discussed by upper management or anybody at all?
No, we can all dream and just look at this wonderful White Elephant Day. You're getting an opportunity now to keep practicing.
Kind of thought that would go a whole lot better. This is a disaster. It doesn't work. The mic doesn't work. Someone save us.
Read a sponsor.
So, this is brought to you by...
Brought to you by wireless technological advancements throughout the recent years, and also brought to you by the Roland Technology Group. Roland Technology Group is a proud sponsor of this year's Normathon. If your company is looking for 24/7 flat rate, all-inclusive DFW-based technology support and cybersecurity, call Roland Tech at 972-642-9025 or visit RolandTech.com today to schedule a consultation.
This ticker brought to you by McShann Florist and Deep Elm Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde. In sports news, the Mavericks lost to the Nets last night. Now, of course, the Brooklyn Nets, no longer the New Jersey Nets, and before that they were the New York Nets, but only known as that in their first season in the NBA after the NBA-ABA merger. The Nets never brought with them Dr. J to the NBA as he became a 76er, but not before winning the ABA slam dunk contest at McNichols Arena in Denver, beating David Thompson, George Gervin, Larry Keenan, and Artis Gilmore, the A-Train, who is one of the most underrated big men in the history of the sport. His 22.7 rebounds per game career average is still an NCAA record, and as a pro, Wilt, Kareem, Moses, and Bill Russell are the only to grab more rebounds than Artis Gilmore. Trivia, Gilmore married his high school sweetheart, whose name was Enola Gay, also the name of the first U.S. plane to drop an atomic bomb during wartime. 2 years after the Enola Gay dropped her payload, the NBA crowned its first ever champion, the Philadelphia Warriors, coached by Eddie Gottlieb, a man with the same initials as Enola Gay. I just got chills. Gottlieb was actually Ukrainian, so the first ever championship coach in league history wasn't an American. The NBA's international flavor was there from the start. Although, if you want to get technical about it, those first three seasons, the league was called the BAA, the Basketball Association of America. It wasn't until 1950 that the name changed to the NBA, with the Minneapolis Lakers winning the title that year. But this season is the 75th anniversary season, so the league considers their first official season to be 1947, when it was the BAA. During this 75th anniversary season, expect to see a lot of great trips down memory lane, old footage, and Dirk is among those who will serve as league ambassador during the 75th anniversary campaign. And again, our lead story, Dirk's old team, the Mavericks, lost to the Nets last night at the AAC. This stream of consciousness ticker brought to you by Bottle Rockets. Tonight, watch the Mavs take on the Memphis Grizzlies on North Dallas's biggest and best screens, Bottle Rockets, at the Shops at Legacy Southside. Food, drinks, elevated game, watching at Bottle Rockets. More info at BottleRocketsBar.com. Keep your ears listening to the ticket. As we look back at 2021, we now pay tribute to some of the notable sports figures we lost this year as we present our In Memoriam ticker. Henry Aaron, the biggest sports death of the year, the one-time home run king, 25-time All-Star, perhaps the greatest baseball player of all time. Floyd Little, the All-American at Syracuse, Hall of Fame running back with the Broncos. Paul Westphal, five-time NBA All-Star with the Suns. Tommy Lasorda, the lovable Dodgers manager who won the series in 81 and 88. Don Sutton, Hall of Fame pitcher who won 324 career games, 14th all-time. Leon Spinks, former heavyweight champ who dealt Muhammad Ali one of his five losses. Marty Schottenheimer, the NFL coach who never won the big one, but won more than 200 games. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, one of the great middleweights of all time with a 63-3-2 record. Elgin Baylor, one of the greatest players in NBA history, who averaged 27 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists for his career. Howard Schnellenberger, the football coach who got it all started at the U, winning their first national title in school history at Miami in 1983. Mark Eaton, Utah Jazz All-Star and All-Defensive Team 7'4" center. Paul Mr. Wonderful Orndorff, wrestling legend and one of the four main headliners at the first WrestleMania. J.R. Richard, Houston Astros fireballing right-hander who twice led the NL in strikeouts. Bobby Bowden, legendary Florida State football coach, two-time national champion, second winningest coach of all time. Sam Huff, New York Giants linebacker and face of the NFL in the 1950s. And Lee Elder, four-time winner on the PGA Tour, Ryder Cup member, and the man who broke the color barrier at the Masters.
Hey, we had a really, really good man die this weekend, Bill Glass. Bill Glass was a wonderful, wonderful player in the NFL, and then he started a prison ministry decades ago and devoted his life to that prison ministry. The world lost a fine, fine man this weekend in Bill Glass. Can I tell you one other thing? Two other things quickly?
Sure.
Mayor Bear made the Jumbotron.
Okay, thank you, Norm. This is we're keeping it in memoriam.
Or Jumbotron news.
Here's hoping we won't have any sports deaths in 2022. The Ticket
Ticker. Hello, this Ticket Ticker is brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com, and by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde. And this Ticket Ticker features the verses from the hit song Bring the Noise and the lyrical mastery of Chuck D that were first memorized by me in 1987. But let's not kid ourselves. There's no way I still remember it all, so I might actually read a little bit of it. But let's do it to the ticker bed. Yeah, boy. Verse 1. Bass, how low can you go? Death row, what a brother knows. Once again, back is the incredible. Rhyme animal, the incredible. D, public enemy number 1. 5-0 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell you that I never really had a gun, but it's the wax that the Terminator X spun. Now they got me in a cell, because my records they sell, because a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you ought to listen to what he can say to you, what you ought to do. Follow for now, power of the people say, make a miracle, D, pump the lyrical, black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out. Yeah, y'all, come on, here we go again. Turn it up, bring the noise. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Verse 2. Never badder than bad, because the brother is madder than mad at the fact that corrupts as a senator. Soul on a roll, but you treat it like soap on a rope, because the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters now across the country has me up for this war. We've got to demonstrate. Come on now. They're going to have to wait till we get it right. Radio stations, I question their blackness. They call themselves black, but we'll see if they play this. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Verse 3. Get from in front of me. The crowd runs to me. My DJ is warm. He's X. I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So what the ride? The glide should be much safer than a suicide. Soul control. Beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for what you, you call a band, man. Making a music, abuse it if you can't do it. You know, you got to call them demos, but we ride limos too. What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono. Beat is for Yoko Ono. Run DMC first set. A DJ can be a band, stand on its own feet, get you out of your seat. Beat is for Eric B and L. L as well. Hell, wax is for Anthrax. Still, I can rock bells ever forever. Universal, it will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator exit. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Should we do verse 4?
No!
From coast to coast, you've got to stop being like a comatose. Stand, my man, the beat's the same with a boost toast. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last, why you ask. Roll with the rock stars, you'll never get accepted as. We've got to plead the fifth. We can investigate. Don't need to wait. Get the record straight. Hey, posse's in effect. Got flavor. Terminator X to sign checks. Play to get paid. We got to check it out down on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Hear the drummer get wicked. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Mullen & Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at mullenandmullen.com. And I'm Bob, and that's a ticker. Enjoy. The Ticket Ticker. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com, and Deep Ellum Brewing Company, and Dallas Blonde, and it's 154 on the ticket.
Bob's World, Bob's World, soccer, NFL, Bob's World, Bob's World, F1, golf, Bob's World, Bob's World, Big Green Egg, flip-flops, Bob's World, Bob's World, Peloton, Hispanic girls, it's the Bob's World theme song.
Well,
now
with all due yeah, thank you. With all due respect to Hispanic girls and Peloton, I'd like to talk a little Big Green Egg here in my remaining time here in the Ticket Ticker. In my year and a half as a smoker of fine meats, I have tried several options. I have found that the pork butt, the pork shoulder, the pulled pork is the easiest of the meats to get right. It's about a 10-hour cook, más o menos. Might go 8, raise it up to 10. Get that thing to 270 degrees. That's what you want to do. You want to put a nice pork shoulder right there in the center of the smoker and just kind of let it go. Just low and slow. And for pulled pork, the standard rule of thumb, 1/3, maybe 1/2 pound per person serving. So, you know, if you're trying to serve, let's go and say 10 people. Let's look at about a 5-pound pork shoulder and just go on from there. Or you'll have some nice leftovers. Now, what you want to do is you want to let it just sit for a little while. Then maybe some apple vinegar, apple cider vinegar, you know, a little spray to just keep it a little moist. We're going to wrap it at about 8 hours. But before, to get that bark right, we want a little 50-50 salt and black pepper as a slather and rub. And we want to ultimately get it up to a 200-degree temperature. Now, you can pull it at 180 to 190. It can be great. You can serve the meat at 165, but it won't be tender enough to pull apart. So you just low and slow. At about 8 hours, we'll wrap it when the fat cap splits. Wrap it in foil, dull side out. Don't forget that. And when you're done, it should feel like it's like a melted bag of butter. And then it's time to go let it rest for about 45, 60 minutes in a cooler is what I would do. Wrap it in a towel. And then, ladies and gentlemen, just get those sides right and be ready to pull the pork and to smile. There it is. There's your recipe. You'll enjoy it. Roland Technology Group is a proud sponsor of this year's Normathon. If your company is looking for a 24/7 flat rate, all-inclusive DFW-based technology support and cybersecurity, call Roland Tech at 972-642-9025 or visit Roland Tech today to schedule a consultation. And I am Bob Sturm, and that was a ticker. And no, I didn't almost say that, Jer, so knock it off.
This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by the Diamond Factory and Deep Ellum Brewing Company, Dallas Blonde. Hit it, Jer.
I'm in a theater watching plays. Last night got lost in a corn maze. Love Jodie Foster in Contact. Went to a metal show, white people had it packed. Might cut the cord, watch shows on Sling. Take a trip, how about to Hot Springs? It may be fun to fly a kite. The weather's lovely, lots of pretty stars tonight. I'm going to white people land. I'm going to white people land. I'm riding birdies down. I'm skiing upside down. I'm going to white people land.
After a dip before lunchtime, the Dow has rallied to 35,731.12, up 11.69 points today after the news of the Pfizer vaccine. Let's check the levels on Area Lakes.
Lake Arlington, almost 4 feet below normal at 546.13 feet. Joe Pool Lake is less than a foot below average at 521.09 feet. Lake Ray Hubbard is at 434.31 feet, 1.19 feet below average. There's a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly after 2 p.m. in Vail, high near 42, east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. The chief executives of six cryptocurrency companies are testifying on Wednesday before the House Finance Services Committee about the promises, perils, and use of cryptocurrency. You can grab an 8-ounce jar of real mayonnaise on the internet for $2.69. And last but not least, two shows at the AAC this Saturday night as the Trans-Siberian Orchestra will play a matinee at 3:30 and then again at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available, so chop chop. This ticker brought to you by Mullen & Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at MullenandMullen.com.
White Elephant Day coverage continues here on The Ticket. In lieu of tickers on the 3 to 7 program, we are going to instead have mini playlets slash announcements slash whatever the hell we feel like doing. And first up is going to be Norm Hitzkus, but we need to let you know that it is sponsored by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde and Mullen and Mullen Personal Attorneys at Law. Norm Hitzkus, go.
The 21st Whataburger Normathon will be December 27th. That's the Monday after Christmas. It's going to be at Crest Cars, and the centerpiece of every Normathon is the car raffle. We are raffling off three gorgeous Crest cars this year. A Cadillac CT4, an Infiniti Q50, and a Volvo XC40. The tickets are $100 each. We will cap the number of tickets sold at 3,750, and everything benefits the Austin Street Center for the Homeless, as the Normathon has done now for this being the 21st year. Easy to get your tickets. Go to austinstreet.org. Austinstreet.org. You go to the Normathon header, use your credit card. They make great stocking, Christmas stocking stuffers. And one last thing, the tickets went on sale last Thursday, and we're already halfway to 3,750 tickets sold. Get your tickets quickly.
Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at MullenandMullen.com. And now, the open of the show. The Ticket Ticker. This ticker time slot is brought to you by Roland Technology Group and Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde, along with the Law Office of Nick Namath. If current economic conditions have affected you, call Dallas tax attorney Nick Namath at 972-484-0829 or at myirsteam.com. Times of financial hardship can be the best time to resolve IRS issues. Now, let's hand it off to the Marconi Moose. The Ticket Ticker. This segment is going to be sponsored by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde and Tylock George Laser Eye Care. You one of the more than 100,000 patients benefiting from LASIK from Tylock George Eye Care. Then tell a friend so they can see better tomorrow, too, with Tylock George Eye Care offices in Irving and McKinney. Back to our fearless leader and captain of the 3 to 7 show, Big Mac.
No, you just go ahead and take it.
You're throwing it right back to me?
Yeah, why not?
Because you want to eat?
Maybe.
It is White Elephant Day.
Time for a break.
Oh, you gotta play this.
All right, I guess we're done.
Is the best we could come up with? The Ticket Ticker.
This is brought to you by City Credit Union and Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde, along with Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at MullenandMullen.com. Now here is Danny Bayless. This call is brought to you by Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Roland Technology Group. Roland Technology Group is a proud sponsor of this year's Normathon. If your company is looking for 24/7 flat rate, all-inclusive DFW-based technology support and cybersecurity, call Roland Tech at 972-642-9025 or visit RolandTech.com today to schedule a consultation. The This segment brought to you by New Brakes Mobile Brake Repair Service and the Diamond Factor, along with Bottle Rockets at the Shops at Legacy. Tonight, watch the Stars take on the Vegas Golden Knights on North Dallas's biggest and best screens. Bottle Rockets at the Shops at Legacy. Southside Food Drinks Elevated game watching at Bottle Rockets. For more info, go to BottleRocketsBar.com.